Hello, everybody. It's Cheap Show time. I'm Paul Gannon, and that's Eli Silverman. And Eli's not here this week, are you?
I'm not here this week. I'm visiting family in Florida.
So you're literally not here this week. I'm not talking to you. This is all in my mind, correct?
That's right, Paul.
And as a result, we thought, well, usually we like to do that whole split thing where you versus Biffo, but I thought we've done that a few times now.
Have we?
Yes. Where you've gone off and we've done a Price
we
of Shite.
We did it
and then
once.
We done it twice. We did it twice. Show us what you know, Mr. Silverman. Show us what you know us. So what we thought we'd do instead is this week give you an episode from our Patreon vault. Because a lot of people have been saying, do night busting. I want to hear night busting.
Now's your chance to listen to the first episode of Night Bus without...
having to be a Patreon. Now, I want to say this. This is the only time we're doing it. From now on, whenever we go night busting, it's Patreon only. That's the deal. That's the deal.
Have we decided what the next night busing will be?
Not yet, no. But we have done three episodes already, and this is our first night busing that we will be releasing to your ears this week. Okay. Which one was that route again?
N18.
N18, and it was an interesting first route for us.
A legit night bus with an N.
An N on the front.
An N on the front.
Signifying the word night.
Yes.
That's how we know.
That's a proper night bus. You do have 24-hour buses, and you have buses that run, not 24 hours, but go after midnight.
See, I call them the blue routes, those ones that are 24-hour, because always they're little squares of blue.
With a little moon.
With a little moon on.
It's got a moon
so
on.
So it's a little blue moon route. That's what I like to call it. Just now, I've just decided I call them little
blue moon routes. Okay, good. Well, I'll be back, everyone, for more real episodes.
Next week you will be, yeah, because you'll be back by then.
I'll be back by
and
then.
And you're going to bring some American treats back with you, aren't you? It's part of the deal.
If I see some, yeah.
Yeah, you should do. You should do a Price of Shite. You should do anything.
Okay.
Anything would be good to bring
I'll
back.
I'll try and get a Price of Shite.
You know, it's nice to see what the other world has, the other country.
The mirror world.
The mirror lands. So this is our first night busing. Oh, gore blimey, governor. I look forward to you hearing it.
And if you're not aware of what night busing is,
we just get
a bus, basically.
That's it.
So don't expect much in way of tat or sort of storyline. It's just us getting a bus at night.
Yeah, that's literally it. It's a night bus. We go, and it's the whole route from beginning to end, uncut, isn't it? It's the route to find the bus stop. We go on the journey, uncut, real-time bus route action.
Yeah, basically.
And then we go and have a little doss about in Trafalgar Square at the end at midnight or whatever it is, one in the morning when we get there.
Yes.
That's the plan. I think it's a fun first episode of Night Bussin'. And if you want to know more, patreon.com/cheapshow. That is an all-tiers podcast. No matter what you give, you're guaranteed a night bussin'.
Three episodes now.
Three episodes.
Well, another two after listening to this one. This is for free.
This is the one we're giving away now. It's a little bit of bait.
And when do you think episode four might be conceived and recorded?
A couple of months. We tend to do it every couple of months or so.
Okay.
So for now, this is just a... Here, puss. You want a bit of night bussin'? Here, puss.
Right, so the non-Patreon members of our audience are like pussies. You're calling them pussies, little pussycats. Some of them might be allergic to cats.
What's daddy got?
Nothing. He's got empty fingers. He's rubbing together like...
What's daddy got?
I don't know what daddy's got.
Daddy's got a big, hard, hard phallus.
Puss.
I'm going to need to knock this out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... You enjoy night bussing, everybody. I regret this. It is night bussing.
Why do you keep doing it?
Oh, I live for regret.
You're being abusive towards our audience.
It's a kink shame. It's a kink shame.
Ugh.
Don't you judge me.
Oh, I do.
Ooh. Anyway, it's night bussing.
Press the fucking credits.
Paul Gannon, Eli Silverman. Welcome to Cheap Show.
Sources and words and phrases. Two things I'm responsible for.
Chodney Borough.
I hate you. You're fucking usual posse.
Cheap Show tonight.
The Price of Shite.
Cheap Show.
Welcome to Cheap Show. Hello, my name's Paul Gannon, and this is Eli.
Hello, everybody. The moment has arrived.
This is the beginning of night bussing.
Night busing is here, everybody. I'm very excited, Paul.
We're starting our location
here. I'm actually quite tired.
Yeah, well, I'm tired too.
It's weird. It was like going to the airport, but I was at your house. Yeah.
Now, it's about 11:40 p.m. As we record this. Our night bus doesn't start until just after midnight, and we're heading to that beginning location now, which is at the Harrow Weald bus station. It's the N18's the route today.
But we're getting the H14, which is a special Harrow bus.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And that will take
That's
us close.
That's what the H stands for, Paul.
Yes. So this is where we're starting today. We're just going to wait for the first... I can see it too. So, all right, now let's begin. We're just going to get started proper when we reach our N18 beginnings.
You mean the start of the N18?
Yeah, I did, actually. Bit complicated. I've got mouth bollocks.
You've got mouth bollocks.
I've got mouth
tits. Let's not have mouth bollocks.
Is it coming?
Is serious.
Yeah, it's coming.
This is something that everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah, it's coming. Right, turn this off. So we've just got off the H14, we've done a little bit of walking, not too much, just crossed a roundabout basically, and we're now at another bus stop waiting for H12. Take us one or two stops, just to save us walking.
Oh, funnily enough, from this bus stop, Paul, you can also get the H18. Any knowledge about that bus?
It's an interesting one. And when it's going clockwise, it's the N18.
Oh, it's
when it's going
the...
anti-clockwise, it's the H19.
Whoa.
And it does a whole loop. It goes kind of through here, past there, round through Harrow bus station.
It's funny
there,
though, it's called a different... It's essentially the same route, but it's called a different thing on the different
just depending
rotations.
On what So if it's coming this way, 18, it's going that way, 19.
It's a really crisp, crystalline almost evening.
Mm. Fresh.
I just wanted to just say a few words, Paul.
Go for it. You've got 5 minutes, well, more like three.
Out here by the perimeter, there are no shoes. We are stoned immaculate. That's like Jim Morrison, I think. Anyway, one other thing I wanted to say. Bloody cars.
Is that it? All right, moving on.
No. This is Box Tree Lane. What's a box tree? Is that when you get your muff done?
Right, okay.
Nice and
no, no. Thanks for that.
Also, another one thing. Yeah. This bus stop we're at is a Long Elms, right? Surely an elm is tall, because it's a tree. You don't get a long one.
Maybe it's a path full of elms for a long stretch. You know, like a long row of elms trees.
Well, thanks for clearing that up for me.
That's just what I'm presuming, but maybe you have your own theories. Why don't comment below? I'll read them.
It's like a wide elm, but they were like, oh, that's doing my head in. I'm going to call it long.
Long elm. Well, great content, Eli.
Again, out here by the perimeter, where are my shoes? I'm stoned, immaculate.
That on your fucking inspirational calendar
no,
day.
Paul,
go on,
we're not
do that.
On our main bus now.
No, we've got one. We're doing a little mini bus
so
to get to.
Just to remind everyone, the bus that we're doing for this inaugural Virgin episode of Night Busing is the N18, everybody. The N18.
And we won't be recording the whole route, but anything that comes to mind, any instances, we'll find the time to record. But we'll be moving on to a separate recording player, recording system, so the quality may change.
Don't worry about that. I have some history with this bus.
Yeah.
I've got some
stories to tell.
Some stories to tell.
Well, that's something to look forward to later in the route.
Also,
but I'm bored now.
Also, Paul. Any other good bus stop names? I think we owe it to everyone, because Long Elms was a fucking killer.
We'll point it out. Anyway, we're waiting for a bus that will take us to another bus, the N18, which leaves about 16 minutes past midnight and takes us all the way to Trafalgar Square.
Fucking, they come zooming.
They
down
do.
Here,
they
don't
come
they?
Zooming. It's like they think they know the roads.
That,
you that know,
has
little
only
kiddie
got one
wink
light.
Might
that one's only
out.
Got one light.
No, dodge.
Police need to
dodge. Dodge.
Also,
double
on,
dodge.
That, on the H14, there were some youths, but they weren't big boys. I should tell everyone, Paul is scared
we're
that we're going to...
We're both
a bit scared, but you're more scared than me.
Yeah.
That we're going to get assaulted by big boys.
Well, obviously, if they we do,
because
then
if
we'll
we do,
footage,
then it's the end of the
nicked.
Whole series, isn't it? Because we're not going to
do
that again.
I don't want to do it. Oh, here's the bus. Oh. Right, okay. Coming back to you when we reach our starting point for the N18.
Here's the H...
12.
Right, well, here we are, bus stop WK.
WKD.
Yeah.
Party stop.
Party stop.
This is the this is it, officially, the first stop, and we are getting the first N18 of the whole night, aren't we, Paul?
We are, we're getting the very first one
and
to leave here.
That's apt, isn't it, for the Virgin episode of night busing. Everything is clean and virginal about this. Everything is unbesmirched, and I feel like the crystalline night has got me all a-dreaming. A dreaming of a bus.
Shut up. N18, the route starts here, and apparently it will take us 74 minutes to get to Trafalgar Square.
But we both assume that you can knock at least 20 minutes off that for the time of night.
It's a Monday night, isn't it? So we're going to be passing through such places as, like, well, first of all, Harrow, Sudbury.
The bus originally.
Kensal Green.
The N18.
Royal Oak. When it first, Baker Street. Piccadilly. Trafalgar. That's it.
When
in a
it
nutshell.
First came out.
Yeah.
I believe in 1984.
And Wembley as well.
The route started in 1984. Yeah. And it used to, when it first started, it only travelled from Sudbury. So if we got it when it first started, if we were doing a podcast back in 84, we wouldn't be able to get it from here.
Well, no, the normal 18 anyway runs that route and it ends at Sudbury. So the N18 goes past that now.
It does now, but when it just, I think when it was first introduced, it was just, it just ran from Sudbury, just like the day 18.
Now, at this point in the podcast, you're thinking, this is very dry. They haven't said spoff or wank chips or nothing yet.
We're not going to do that.
No, today is a solemn recollection. We're night bussing and we're not fussing.
Just another observation, Paul. If you recall, we got on a bus stop just now called... Long Elms.
Yeah.
And then we got off on a bus stop with exactly the same name, Long Elms, three stops on.
That's how long it was.
And that is a Long Elm, isn't it?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is there's only one explanation for that. For one, that's an anomaly that's never happened to me before.
Oh, good.
I've never experienced that. I thought it was in a crazy time loop thing. I thought it was in a crazy time loop thing. Like we were stuck in a crazy time loop. And we go to Long Elms, the long night elms of the soul.
Like in a loop. Just
the long looping elms. I've got a case of looping elms anyway.
Anyway, shut up.
No, and also, on that second bus, a man with his infant daughter, who should have been in bed, got on. And they were waiting at this stop with us. I thought they were going to be with us the whole night.
I was thinking, would that be an interesting development in the story for this episode, but I'm glad it's not now.
As long as there are no big boys giving us trouble.
Yeah, there's no big boys. But anyway, here we go. We've got about another 7 minutes or so, we're just going to wait it out.
We did manage to get some provisions. Yeah. I have a Red Bull for you.
Thank you.
I have a Red Bull for me.
We're going to be supping it.
Yeah, also.
Yeah.
Cockaracha, what's that?
Cockaracha.
That's not what they call it.
Oh, we got a little what?
Little Hennessy.
Oh, a little bit of Hennessy.
I need to have a little drink.
We pop it up.
Only when we think this is going to be successful. I mean, it hasn't turned up yet.
Or if we have to use it as barter to get out of a sticky situation.
Give it to a big boy.
Give it to a big boy. God, what if that happens? This won't be funny anymore.
It won't be. We're not going to ever do it again. So let's try not to get into any trouble with big boys.
All right, well, let's just rest this one out and wait for the bus rather than talking for the next 10 minutes about asinine nothing.
So we're here at WKD stop, and that is, it, I believe, Harrow
Wheeled
Bus Garage.
Garage, yeah.
Harrow Wheeled.
Yeah.
Is that where we are, in the Wheeled end?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's St. Luke's, just across the road from St. Luke's, where you've picked up many records. A platter.
Yeah.
That we've done on the show, Paul.
It's a favourite shop, that. Some good board games in there.
They've got Wenzel's. Wenzel's is like a cancer in northwest London, isn't it?
Growing up, for me, it was always Sayers. Same thing, different name.
Is that still in existence?
I hope so. I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe if you're in the northwest, you can confirm that for me. I think it is, but part of me thinks they've been bought out by Greggs. Anyway.
Greggs is like a behemoth in the world of snack bakeries.
Greggs is the McDonald's of the Wenzel's world. Right. Here we go. Right, we'll see you a bit later when we finally begin our journey. Well, we're on the N18 going south. We've just left the station, and Eli, we already got into trouble.
Yes, I took a few, at your urging.
Yeah.
I took a few shots of it as it was pulling up, and then the driver was like, "Why are you taking a photo? You didn't get my face." He seemed okay though.
Yeah, you seem cool, but I did absolutely throw you under the bus by saying my mate just loves buses. So,
well, I kind of do, don't
I? Yeah, you do, but
what,
you know.
What do you think of the bus? It's a pretty standard.
It's pretty standard, nothing flashy about this. It's going to get
us
where we
are.
Did you stop the timer?
Yes.
All right, cool. So it's 12:19 now.
We're about a minute and a quarter into the journey.
It was a minute late from 60.
It was 1 minute late.
Are you starting the journey from? Are you starting it though from when we got on?
That's not really a problem though, is it?
No.
Not a big issue for us.
Anyway, Piccadilly Circus. We're off. Ding ding. Right, so that's it. If anything, well, we won't need to say a lot, but we'll come back throughout the journey at certain points and say shit, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Ding, ding, off we go.
This is a new night bus for me. I mean, I have taken it the other way. When I used to be a croupier,
yeah.
I used to get this, because I used to live in Kensal Rise, which we'll go through, about halfway down. Yeah, that's my story.
All right, well, today we're journeying far past your end point.
Oh,
there's another church there.
It's a lovely church.
Past an Esso. Anyway, you don't need to know all this.
You don't see many of those in central London, do you?
No, we're now heading into Harrow and Wildstone.
So this is still
quite
familiar
to you. That's our
first
kind of naughty big boys might get on at that point.
No, we've been free of naughty big boys, and I reckon it's going to be very quiet.
We'll see. The journey's only just begun. And it already started with us being told off for being bus nerds. Oh, here we go. See you in a bit. The N18 keeps trucking. We've just passed, we've gone through Harrow now.
And we've entered the borough of Brent.
Yes, we have.
Just entered the borough of Brent.
Our next big stop is Wembley Central. But between them, we're wheedling our way through the back streets of Brent.
We've both cracked our Red Bulls. Did you just say that?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Okay, thank you.
We just
gay ways. I just want to say gay ways. That's it. It's a shop called Gay Ways. That's it.
That's all it is.
That's the length and breadth of that gag. It's not even a gag. It just says Gay Ways.
We've seen quite a few Muslims celebrating. We think it's the end of Ramadan.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't paint us as ignorant if it's not. And it was just something else, but it was nice to hear the people looking and cheering and being happy,
beeping their horn at 28 minutes past 12.
We didn't do it for long. It was just a beep 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 and they were done.
I'm tell you what, Paul,
yeah,
although I do have some urgency in the bowel region, which is inevitable that one of us will have some of that,
some say it's becoming a trend.
But it's me this time who has a bit of a grumble in the old tumble.
It was you last time in Leicester as well.
Yes, but it was you who was on the heath that time, wasn't it?
No, I don't think I've ever had to drop a bird. I've had to pee a load of times.
No, that time that just recently when we went to Hampstead Heath and we couldn't get into Golders Green, remember? When we went to Brent Cross.
Oh, yeah, I had to bite down hard on that one.
I'm sending the chutney back up the wrong way up the tunnel.
The train's going back to the station.
With a muscular effort to push it back up. Anyway, despite that, it's really delivered for me already, this night bus, Paul, I have to say.
It's urban, suburban liminal.
It's very suburban liminal.
Oh, yes, subliminal.
No, I love night buses for that very feeling, because not only do they go through weird liminal areas of the city.
I just want to make sure we're recording.
Not only do they go through sort of weird liminal areas of the city, but they're in a liminal time of day as well.
Yeah.
A strange no time. An almost eternal time, an eternal moment on the night bus. I love that feeling of being lost in London on a night bus and being in unfamiliar surroundings in the dark.
Right.
A bit pissed.
Boring, yeah.
Oh, shut up, boring. This is meant to be our more
it's
lyrical.
It's Sudbury, anyway.
Where it originally started from.
Or so ended.
Yes, and this is where we're recreating the original N18 route. Which is 84, that's a long time for a route. It's a very established route, this, isn't it?
I don't know.
You can get all the way to the West End from where you live, basically.
That's
true. Further.
Well, after midnight, yeah.
But I'm not familiar with any of this. Where are we now?
Well, we're passing through Sudbury, and then we're going
to
head down towards Wembley.
To Sudbury.
Well, now you're in
that's
it.
That's the Sudbury Cafe. Yeah.
Well, you're in it.
I'm in Sudbury, yeah. I got that, yeah.
There'll be some nightclubs, and this is where naughty boys might get on. But it's Monday, so who
naughty
knows?
Big boys. It's going to be very quiet.
It's very quiet now. All of a sudden, that was weird. All right, I'm going to stop now because this has unsettled me.
Okay. Over and out. We'll see you soon.
Over and out. We'll see you soon. Okay, so I've given you number one.
Look at this. Now, Paul.
Yeah.
You were right. Because it did get quite busy around Wembley, didn't it?
A little bit busy.
The top deck here. We're on the front.
the front of the top deck.
Yeah.
Also known as the
top deck.
Pretend to drive the
bus. Yeah. Well, no, that's really the one. That's where I like. Yeah. That's the I pretend to be the bus driver and mentally in my mind drive the bus. Sometimes using hand gestures, but not always.
Most of the people who got on have already got off the bus.
Yeah, just a few stops.
This is a very unfamiliar part of London to me now.
Where are we? It says
we're just south
St. Mary's
of
Road.
We're South Wembley, essentially.
St. Mary's Road.
There you go. Oh, we have to mention there was an old man and an old lady who got on with a big bag of meat.
They had a large amount of meat out in the night. Meat.
Like one of those IKEA bags that you get to carry stuff. You know,
and
big
you
blue
saw this,
one.
I didn't see it. Yeah. So, was it mint?
Full of mints.
How could you tell it was mints?
Because I recognised
the shape of mint.
No, I told you, didn't I? There's like they had this polystyrene white bottom, and then like pink meat, and then the wrapping.
Wow, yeah, that's mint.
Yeah, I told you.
Now,
mint.
Paul, have you noticed? Have you noticed the phrase "thick as mint" being said a lot recently?
Absolutely never.
You're so unobservant.
No, I just never heard "thick as mint" before.
I'm telling you, "thick as mint" is. It's gaining popularity as a way of saying someone's stupid.
Where did you hear it?
All over the place.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're thick as mints, she's thick as mints, he's thick as mints.
Never heard of thick as mints before.
You will, it'll start popping out at you.
Right.
Why would they be transporting a load of mints in the middle of the night?
Christ knows. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to say as well. There was a road we went past called Wimborne Way, and all I could think was Wimborne Way, Wimborne
Wimble Way.
And then,
right.
Yeah, in the jungle.
There was also Wild Way, wasn't there?
Baby, baby, you're a Wild Way. There's lots of songs to remind me on this route.
What was he looking for?
What's the beacon come from? Oh, we hit a road bump.
No. I think the bus driver's just giving some travel advice to someone.
Fair enough. So this is more towards Acton, which I don't know very well.
Yeah.
Kensal Green, it says here.
We're not in Kensal Green.
No, so this is, we're going that way.
Towards Kensal Green?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we're going to go to Acton, we're going to go to Kensal Green, because the bus stop says towards Kensal Green or Acton.
Yeah, I don't know Acton at all.
There's some kind of hubbub.
Some kind of travel.
I hope it isn't the dreaded big boys.
No, yeah. I think it's just people trying to figure out a route. Oh, it's the people getting off with the mints.
Really?
Yeah,
the mints people are getting off.
Oh, he's hitting it with the blanket. But under that maybe blanket, like there's mints.
Maybe he just went and got cheap night mints somewhere. And
night like, mints?
That's a new TV show.
Don't waste your money on mints you buy during the day. Night get some mints. Special night mints.
Perhaps he's a restaurateur.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's got a big family he has to feed who like nothing but raw mints.
Why would you choose the night to transport the mints, though? Hefting mints through the night.
Maybe he knew that during the day, travelling with mints. It's like Sorcerer. You know that film Sorcerer?
Yes.
It's like, forget that truck of Delignite. It's full of mints.
You've got to get it there before it goes off.
Before it spoils, yeah, before it goes that kind of weird browny grey colour.
They still cook and serve that shit.
Oh, yeah, no,
that. That's the thing with beef. It lasts a long time, doesn't it?
As long as it hasn't gone green, they'll serve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's grim. That's what put me off school dinners as a kid.
Tavistock Road. Oh, I think I'm starting to recognise this is the outskirts of Kensal Rise now. You didn't like mints at school then?
No, the food was shit at school. And that's what put me off meat, because the meat was so low quality.
Yeah.
Like, it was disgusting.
It's grim, no. Low quality meat.
I once had a hamburger with a bubble in it. Think about that. It had like a bubble
of air,
something. It was a normal burger like you get in like a Bird's Eye pack of six or whatever, but for some reason the skin bubbled on the top a little bit, and because it was hot it was like still like that. But that was the day I went vegetarian. I was vegetarian for like 15 years.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, go for it. You do it all the fucking time.
This is Neasden, Harlesden.
Yeah,
we're gonna go past I came up to the job centre up here, way, way in the past. We're going to go past...
What?
Willesden Junction station. See, job centre. Didn't I tell you?
Yes,
job
centre, no, plaza. Well,
I've been in there.
You know, you've pointed out nothing but job centres on this route so far.
I've pointed out two job centres, one of which was a personal... personal history.
I'm not interested in your job centres.
Well, lots of people getting on.
Getting off?
Getting on. Or going home. Looks like they've got a nice takeaway with them.
Yeah. You know that there's that weird route that you can take to Wilson Junction where you have to go through like a long passage?
Yes.
Outdoors. That's here.
Along the track.
Yeah, that's just up here.
Did we do a episode around here then?
Not in Kensal Rise, no, I don't think so. Now, there used to be a venue right at the end here. Do you see right here?
Yeah.
On the corner.
This one. Where's the supermarket now?
That one.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that looks like it's totally shut down now.
See, look there. I've never been Wilson Junction this way
Wilson
before.
Wilson Junction, yeah. This coming the other way, yeah.
This is the it's the spaghetti junction of trains, isn't it, basically?
It's mad round here. This is just before Kensal Rise.
I don't think I've ever been over it. I've always been through it.
That venue, by the way, I was going to point out because I DJed there once. Me and Virgil DJed there once for a night called... Scrubs Lane. Size doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't want no Scrubs, mate. I'm not getting off here.
Wormwood Scrubs is down there. The famous prison.
That why it's called that?
Yeah. It's on Scrubs Lane, Wormwood Scrubs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So what's Wormwood come from there?
I have no idea. It's ancient. It's an ancient site there.
It's a route, isn't it? Wormwood,
you call it. So we DJed there for a night called... Size Doesn't Matter.
Right.
And you know what it's called, Size Doesn't Matter?
I'm going to guess it's Sexy Up something.
No, because only because we're only allowed to play 7-inch singles. It was really fun, actually.
I thought you said you were going to be DJing a kind of a disco night sex party or something.
No.
But you did do that anyway, didn't you?
I did do that, but that was
a
in Camden.
A bondage thing?
Yeah, that was Camden. That was fun.
No, you said it wasn't. You said it was weird.
Well, it was...
Wait, was I there one night? I seem to remember seeing someone in the corner who was all wrapped up in rope.
Yes.
She seemed bored.
There was people wrapped up in rope. A totally different venue, though.
Yeah, no, I know that's a different venue. I was just saying, I seem to remember that.
I used to live up here.
Did you?
Yeah, just round the corner from here.
How long ago was that?
Years and years ago. When I was working in the casino. Because I used to take this bus, that's my experience with this bus. I used to...
All the way into town?
Yeah, my casino was in Piccadilly, the Golden Nugget in Piccadilly. It doesn't exist anymore. It was in the site where they now have the Crystal Maze experience.
Oh, well...
That on Shaftesbury Avenue. Or Charing Cross Road, is it? Or anyway.
Yes, no, I know what you mean.
And...
next to the Rainforest Cafe or whatever it is.
Yes.
Which is a surprise that that still exists.
I don't think it is. I don't think it does. I think it's called something else. You see... You can literally see the house just up there that I used to live in. Up there. Yes, we did do a podcast around here.
Did we?
Yes, because we're now going to pass by the cemetery, one of the Big Seven.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we did
up here on the right, Kensal Green Cemetery.
The Dangerous Davies.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So we are retreading the Dangerous Davies route. There's that fancy fossil shop here up on the left called Ammonite as well, if you recall.
Yes.
Yeah, this used to be my neighbourhood. I lived around here. Strange neighbourhood. Sort of slightly dead and weird.
St. Mary's Cemetery.
St. Mary's is the top bit, isn't it? It's such a large cemetery that they've got a different cemetery within a cemetery, St. Mary's, isn't it?
Oh yeah, this is where we ended the episode.
Yeah.
You mean to say I could have got a bus home from here that episode? Oh, there's a fox.
I said that I stayed there.
Yes. You could have, but you did, didn't you?
No.
What did we do?
I got like four trains and it was really awkward. I could have just waited half an hour and got a bus from here. Well, he's got the 18 to Sudbury. And then I could have got on a bus from there.
Yeah, so you could... Look, there's the...
Oh, God,
and we're going to go past Kensal Rise Tube.
Kensal Green Station.
Kensal Green, sorry. Kensal Rise is a short walk from here.
So we are, we're passing through Dangerous Davis County.
Totally. Station. Look at this hostel. That's a funky hostel, isn't it? Salon Brasileiro. Yeah.
Does the job.
It looks funky as all hell.
Funky.
This is the old wall is falling apart up here, the graveyard. And you can see
Will they fix that though, or are they just?
I think they are, yeah. And you can see the platform of Kensal Green Tube there.
Yeah, exciting. Exciting stuff.
From the top deck. I'm glad we got the top deck.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting in now. Getting in. Going down the Harrow Road.
This isn't Harrow Road.
It is.
Is it?
Yep. Yes, is it absolutely is. We're on the Harrow Road.
Oh, there's the road. Yeah, we go.
Well, you can jump the water.
This comes out. Should do.
Yeah. You can jump the wall there.
Oh, look at that big
tunnel. The wall's all fallen down there, look.
So I presume they're going to replace that.
Probably. This is. This looks like new wall here, doesn't it? Oh.
What?
That's a nice pub. There's one just around the corner as well. The Paradise is round here. Paradise by way of Kensal Green.
What's the Paradise?
It's just a bar, a famous sort of pub and restaurant.
Right.
But it used to be owned by Columbo, who owned the Blues Kitchen.
Columbo?
That's what they're called, the Columbo Group.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not Columbo, the famous TV detective. Well, he's not a real person.
Because then you could have had a drink or one last drink or something. Just one more thing.
One last drink. N18. He's a drinker, isn't he?
You could
Columbo?
Make it a secret thing where, like, if you go to the bar and you say, can I have one more drink, you get it free, but then you're not allowed to have any more drinks that night. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Why would it be a good one? Oh, we're in a different borough. Into Westminster. Been through Brent, into Westminster. And we're going past Fifth Avenue, which is a funny American, you'll see now.
Yeah.
Look there, Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. I think we've covered this in our...
We have.
In that episode.
Sorry if you heard that, guys.
They would have.
The canal is just there.
Because this is where we walk down to get onto the
yes,
canal.
Yes, it's just there, look, you can see it. To our right is the canal.
And where that weird Spider-Man statue was.
Yes.
Oh, did it burn? Oh,
it's weird, all these shops that have been no longer shops up here.
Mm. The one thing we didn't find, though, did we, was that little patch pathway that went down to the canal. Right
no,
in the film.
I don't think that exists anymore. It was in a different part of town.
I mean, that's easily something you just wrote into a book. You didn't have to bother researching it. But then, yeah. What, I'd love to know where that was.
Yeah, I know, but you'll never know. That's the type of thing that will be just lost to time because it's not a major piece of cinematic history, that film.
No, exactly,
it, you know?
But also that's more likely...
There's a bridge.
It was more likely that was bricked up at some point or knocked through
into
a whole different building.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there would be hilarious if we saw it right now.
Now, all these little... There's first through Fifth Avenue and higher, I think, all of these... are numbered, which is very unusual,
right.
I would say, for London, isn't it? To have numbered avenues like that.
Why do you think that was around here?
I don't know. It was just, they're like Victorian era homes. They're really quite nice low-rise homes. They must have just built the roads. They maybe cleared a slum and they just said, look, we're just going to number it.
Oh, fair enough. Because this wouldn't have been any bombed-out areas around there during the war, would it?
No. No, those roads weren't bombed out. They're definitely Victorian era.
This is too far out from the centre. I guess.
We come down to the bottom and then we go through the Paddington Basin.
Paddington Bear?
Paddington Basin.
Oh. That's what I like though. Proper little high streets where there's all weird little shops and
yeah.
stuff.
It does have quite a lot of character, Harrow Road around here.
See that guy who's just kicking his tie, steps back me while there's a bus heading his way, and it's like, how can you have not
be dead
not have
already.
That awareness?
Yeah. I love these estates here. This is very modernist.
This is Westminster Registration Office, apparently. Maybe not those flats,
is it? No.
No, I don't know.
See, we've got to do French tacos. You see the flashing French tacos?
Last time
yes,
as well.
I did.
Well, why is it a French taco?
Because it's like it's a whole thing. It's a new fast food item.
That's annoying though, that is fucking...
But it's flashing, yeah. But
I presume it's not meant to.
French tacos is only in the plural as well, apparently. You'd say, I'd like a French tacos, please.
And yet they complain about the bastardization of their language.
No, I don't think it's got anything to do with the French.
No, I know, but still. I'm still blaming
like
them.
Notting Hill Gates up there.
Oh, aye. It's all posh down there.
We're getting towards the end of our journey, mate.
Yeah.
And I've got the stopwatch still going. The sign said it was going to take 74 minutes. I don't think it's been that long, has it?
What time is it now? We've been on the bus for nearly an hour, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 7 minutes past. And we got on it, what, 17?
18 minutes.
18, so yeah.
Yeah, 17, 18.
So it's been 50 minutes. That's still up par.
Yeah, it could be another 24 minutes or so, couldn't it?
Could be.
Oh. Where am I going to find a toilet?
You ain't going to find a place to play, lay your brown. Lay your brown down.
Lay the brown down.
You ain't going to find a place. That's a good blues track title. You ain't going to find a place to lay your brown down.
Okay, so if you're allowed to say that, I'm allowed to say. What was it?
I don't know.
Fuck the turtle. With a gherkin. I can tell you that turtle's hurting.
I think you've wasted it right now. I think you wasted it.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, I know you will. Wait for next week's episode. And you can really, really, you know.
Let rip with the hurt and hurt and gherk and turtle.
Yeah, turtle. Turtle, hurtle, curd. And yet, no matter how hurdle hard curd. You try, you will never, ever caught something as beautiful as multifibbage in your existence.
Oh, come on, don't try that.
Beloved, beloved.
Stop with your beloved bullshit. Oh, here we go. Here's the West Way.
Yeah, we're going over the flyovers now.
Oh, yeah, this is Royal Oak.
Yeah.
On your left up here is Paddington Green, which they made like a reality TV show about, do you remember?
Did they?
Yeah, this area, I believe, is Paddington Green.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like they...
They did one of those community-based reality shows, I believe.
Someone lives in a posh house, someone lives in a poor
house.
Yeah,
one of those sort of things.
Someone works at the factory, whatever.
I love this bridge, yeah.
The old Iron Bridge.
Yeah, it's great.
That's where we were with Joe that time we walked this way, remember?
Yeah.
And you wanted to fuck my mum, I seem to remember you saying, after getting very drunk.
Look at this two-level thing.
When you got spitty drunk.
I love this building. I think it's the old fire station or something. It's a beautiful, modernist thing, yeah.
That's an old fire station?
I don't know.
Seems more like
I can't remember.
A...
Look at it. It's really nice, though, isn't it? Now we're hitting Little Italy.
Seriously, what came first, the flyover or the building? Because it feels like they might have been built at the same time.
I think they were around at a similar time.
The way it kind of molds into itself.
Yeah, that's why. It's a great building.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly.
It's all curved. It's nice. Now, that was built before the flyover. That wasn't.
Imagine waking up one morning and seeing all this fucking motorway.
I've got a really early childhood memory of just around here, there used to be a Motorhead, like a billboard, which had a painted Motorhead
logo on it.
Yeah. It was there for years.
Was it because they played
it's
at Hammersmith?
Right down here.
Remember they famously did the Hammersmith Apollo gig? Yeah. What?
This is Paddington Green here.
I don't remember that church.
You see that church there?
Yeah. And this. St Mary's Church?
Yes.
Weirdly,
I had to shoot
St Mary's up in Harrow. We've gone to St Mary's, to St Mary's.
And Long Elm to Long Elm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're hitting, we're proper inner city now. This is the central. This is these are the holding cells. This is a big police station, notorious police station.
Yeah. Why is it notorious?
Because they held people here. It's closed, look. This was a huge Met.
Oh, really?
Police office, yeah.
Huh. What's how long has it been abandoned for then?
At least 10, 15 years, I think.
How have they done nothing with this space, then?
Because it's,
Finally,
we've gone to Two Long Elms, and we're going past Edgware Road, which has two stations called Edgware Road.
Yeah, you tried to jump the bollards of both.
Did I?
Yeah, and again, like I like to say, you got spitty drunk and said, yeah,
I got spitty drunk, did I? Yeah. I didn't say I wanted to have sex with your mum, I told you.
No, you said, I'll fuck your mum. That was exactly what you said.
No, I was saying, as in...
And it's another reason why booze is an evil, evil thing, especially when it comes to the likes of you. Mental half-wits who can't deal with it. Sorry.
Mental half-wits.
I thought that said Gannon, though, but it says Ganny.
Well,
I don't know what Ganny is. Is it a music thing?
No, they're handbags.
Maybe we should do a load of Gannon handbags.
It's a pretty spectacular route, I have to say. It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's almost the exact route my taxi takes getting home.
But the other way around.
After work, yeah.
Yes, I'm much more familiar with this route going the other way, of course, because, like I say, when I to work in the casino, I got it all the way out to Kensal Green.
Yeah.
But never past Kensal Green. So.
Constantin House.
Marrow the Bone. Why was she called Mary the Bone?
Mary Le Bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was French. There's the French popping up again. I'd like to stay here one time. The Why? Landmark.
Why?
It just looks grand, doesn't it?
Maybe there's my bus stop. Because I've been changing up my routes getting into work. Really? So rather, you know, than getting Met Line all the way to Great Portland Street.
You get off the Overland
at Marylebone and get
it's
the...
It's not called the Overland.
It is.
Nothing
it
is called the Overland.
I call it that.
And it annoys me deeply.
And maybe
deeply.
That's why psychologically I carry on doing it. I don't want to correct myself.
And even
doing
though...
so upsets me.
If you keep calling it the Overland, they're not going to... There's going to be no overground, which is what it's actually called. And that's not even the overground.
Well, it should just be
it's
called the
main
ground,
line. This
it?
Is main line.
It should just be called the ground. An underground train.
No, they're going to have separate lines, aren't they?
No, all trains should just be called grounds. Grounds. Anyway, I get the bus from there. I think it's the 428 or something.
Yeah.
And it goes, it takes me all the way to work.
From here? Okay, so you get the train to there. And then.
Because I can get a coffee from that place, or if I'm really hungry, I can go Burger King.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to stop and get a coffee, isn't it?
It also just breaks up that fucking journey. I've done almost non-stop now for 3 years. It's nice to mix it up.
Going to go past Baker Street, Madame Tussauds. Look, kids.
Yeah. Didn't this used to be a florist or something?
Yes.
It was quite a famous forest. Famous forest.
No, this is, you're thinking the other side. It's not this
oh,
one.
Oh, further
yeah.
by
yeah.
Cheddar Green. What's it called? Cottage. Cheddar Cottage.
Swiss Cottage.
Swiss Cottage. Cheddar Cottage.
Swiss Cottage. Cheddar Cottage.
Swiss Cheddar Cottage.
Provolone Cottage. Cottage Cottage.
Yeah. Free Street.
Baker Street.
Baker Street Station. Yeah, it is. That's where Sherlock Holmes lived.
That's a mad station.
I like it.
Yeah.
Are all these residences up on top, yeah. or they?
It's a huge block, isn't it? It's like a huge carbuncle.
How much it costs to live in one of those flats?
A lot. A lot, yeah.
I would have thought, like, I don't know.
Madame Tussauds?
Yes, yeah.
That used to be the planetarium.
Have you ever been?
Yeah.
I've never been.
As a child. I went to the planetarium a couple of times as well when it was that.
See, I've never felt the need to want to go to
I mean,
the
I didn't. It
museum.
Wasn't. It wasn't that I was begging my parents no, to take me. I just went.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. My point though is, I don't see the appeal.
I'd like the London Dungeon bit. You know, with the horror. That was the most appealing.
I think really what it is 50, 60, 70 years ago when they were a thing, it was fun to see Clark Gable in the flesh because you never saw him. You know, you saw him on the screen.
I know, but that's even that. It seems a bit.
Yeah, but there's more of a rationale to go, oh, you can have a picture taken of Clark Gable, even though it's not really it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now you could just, on your home computer, just project your...
Well, on your own computer, you can just be... You could put yourself into him.
Yeah, you could literally, yeah.
Frankly, my damn, I don't give a damn.
Here we go, look, BT Tower. Yeah. I wonder how many of these routes that we end up doing will spot the BT Tower at
will
some
they
stage.
Begin or end there, you know?
There's no buses that go there. No one goes there.
I go there.
You go to the BT Tower?
Yeah.
We'll pug and
pass. Oh, let's go to the top of it.
This is all very familiar to you now.
Yeah, now
Great Portland Street there. Paul, you use that a lot, don't you? Okay. Is there a stinky bit to Great Portland Street? There's a stinky end, isn't there?
When you go in, there's a bit of exposed whatever, and I'm sure that's where the shit pipes are of London. If you stand at a certain part of the platform, it absolutely honks.
Oh, look, this is Melia White House. It's an interesting building.
Why?
Just look at it.
Is it a 1930s kind of place?
And it's all weirdly star-shaped, and it just looks... It's got a bit of a sort of The Shining by Kubrick vibe.
I quietly disagree, but fine.
Oh, well, he's all being a bit neggy now, aren't
No, we? I'm just saying, I don't agree.
No, we're all being a bit neggy.
I'm allowed to be
You're not allowed to disagree with me. Okay.
I beg you to differ. A rotter.
Well,
still, we're at the vinegar strokes of this journey now.
We certainly are.
It's been an hour since
we've been an hour, okay. So I was wrong, it wasn't 20 minutes shorter than the 74.
Well, we've still got 10 minutes, haven't we?
I think so we've probably got around 10 minutes.
Spot on. You set your timer, didn't you?
I did, so we'll know exactly.
We'll know exactly.
You'd be glad to hear that the urgency in the bowels has calmed down somewhat.
Good, that's good. You swallowed your soul.
Made a deal with the devil.
Yeah, didn't you? You know how that ends. Burning in hell.
No, classy route in 18.
Not a showy route, you know what I mean?
Well, it didn't have that much spectacular vistas, but it has. That's nice when you get into London, you know, and you hit the big city, sort of. And now we're deep in the West End. Almost.
Again, this is the route I would take into work at this point. We'll probably go past the BBC now.
We will now, yeah. I used to work down round here in my gap year.
Did you?
Yeah. I was a hospital porter, not a porter. I served food in a private hospital.
Oh right.
There's these little galley kitchens with dumb waiters, ivory floor. So they'd send the food up and then I'd give it to.
Wow.
Serve it to people.
And what kind of people were there? What kind of illnesses?
People having, you know, rich people having
heart
surgery
okay.
and stuff. And there was a cosmetic surgery floor as well. It's all, you know.
Yeah, Harley Street like.
Harley Street. It is Harley. It was on Harley Street, so.
Harley?
Yes, just over there.
Oh, yeah.
This is Harley Street around here.
Yeah.
It was called the Harley Street Clinic, I believe, the hospital.
Well, that would make a lot of sense.
A multi floor, big sort of. Yeah, and down here is Oxford Street where I would get the N18. In the days of yore.
In the days of yore.
The days of being a croupier. You got a break every 45 minutes, and I would, you know what I'd do in most of those breaks? Go
smoke.
And eat a huge smoke, and then go eat a huge bacon bap.
Oh, from that kitchen that was overstocked with food.
It was always there.
Yeah.
Always, you could have a fry up 8 times a night.
Christ.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Is that where you started putting on your weight? Well, I mean, it's a fair question.
No, it wasn't.
When was that?
It was in my 40s. I'm a man in my 40s.
Mm.
It's known as middle-aged spread, okay? And then
they're spread.
You do well not to go on about it, because you'll hurt my feelings.
Well, maybe it's your only feelings are hurt because you don't like talking about
this.
This
is not what night busing is meant to be, Paul.
It is. It's raw.
It's not raw.
I'm concerned about
you're
your
necking
face.
Out. All right, okay, I'll lose some weight. Jesus.
Do it now. Right now.
don't tempt me.
See, this is where I work.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not interested.
That office there on the corner, you see that one, the curve?
Oh, yeah.
That's literally my studios there.
Oh. Well.
I thought I just saw the comedian Matt Heisen.
Did you?
I thought I did. It looked very much like him, but the bus had turned in my head.
Well, he might be. What would he be doing out here this
comedy
time of night?
Stuff. Somewhere.
The Phoenix is around here. We did comedy, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do you remember the Phoenix? We did.
Phoenixes.
Just down
there,
yeah. Geek Night Out.
And the Geekatorium.
And the Geekatorium.
Back in the day.
We were on. This is Oxford Circus.
Yeah.
We're very close now
to
our final destination.
We are minutes, moments away now. We're passing through Oxford Circus.
Now you have to get back to Harrow tonight.
Yeah, I know. 18, 2, I don't know which one of us has got it worse. Circus. I think it's both the same. We both have to get back to our respective homes.
We do. And then we have
to
get up early.
I could just get on this.
We're doing Digitizer tomorrow.
Oh no, it'd be an hour though. I should get a taxi.
How long will it be in a taxi?
40 minutes, as opposed to 70.
Yeah.
It's probably worth it, isn't it?
It's probably worth it.
And I've got a much earlier start than you.
I'll wait with you.
Because basically, in a few hours' time, I'm meant to be at the studio
yeah.
with Biffo to film more digitizer stuff. Instead, I thought it was wise to record Night Bussing.
Well, Night Bussing, it's in the can now.
It is, it is. And you know what? I hope people have enjoyed this. It's been a pleasant adventure.
That's the Apple Store.
Yeah. Apart from a few people playing TikTok unnecessarily loud on the phone, making it sound like...
I think it was the meat people, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think it might have been the meat folk. I just can't stand the ADHD of it.
Yeah.
The fact that in 3 seconds you're going to hear a bit of music, and then the next minute you're going to hear a parrot scream, and the next minute it's clanging.
But there'll be something even worse that'll come around the corner.
Apparently there was a TikTok channel called the Clanging Pans Channel or something, whatever it was. Just fucking noise.
There'll be something else even more annoying along in a couple of years, probably, won't there?
Yeah. No one's going to get on these buses now. Why would you want to get on a bus that takes you one stop?
Because you're a tourist and you know what's going on?
True.
No, no one is. He's tried to stop, the bus driver's just completely denied him.
You can walk, he's thinking.
Hamleys. Oh. Hamleys
to the left of us.
Joker's to the right.
Here I am.
On the night 18 with you.
You. Well, you started out with nothing, etc. I haven't been down this road in ages either.
Regent Street.
Yeah.
Kind of dead and soulless, really, isn't it, inside?
It's like it's a charm.
It's grand. I mean, it's still grand looking. Yes.
It looks grander at this time of night, if you ask me.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks good at this time of night. Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah. Here we are, passing through. Face the future, says LG. God, that's bright, isn't it, though?
It's just terrible. It has none of the character, the digital display of the advertising.
I turn it down a little bit this time of night. Who needs to see it? Just put the dimmer on. Is that fucking bear from the beer advert?
Yeah, Hofmeister. They're advertising Hofmeister.
It really is the 80s all over again.
Mate, we're stuck in an endless loop of late 20th century culture.
I haven't seen that bear used in advertising since, like, literally 82.
Yeah, they just said, let's reboot the fucking bear, didn't they? We've got no ideas about anything, to do anything. Nothing works. Just...
What's that thing that we tried? Was momentarily successful, then got old real quick, and everyone vaguely remembers, so we can trade on the nostalgia value of it.
Look, I do love Hofmeister.
Does a bear sit in the woods?
Do I love Hofmeister?
Oh, do I love Hofmeister?
Yes, does a bear sit?
And they've given him leather kecks. Why would you give a bear leather pants?
Well, they'd probably get quite sweaty, what with all the hair, the fur.
Yeah. And the hairy balls.
Oh, we're going down Haymarket.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Odeon Haymarket down here? Beautiful old cinema. It's really lovely, yeah.
It's kind of like a hidden secret, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
This bus terminates here. Oh, please take your belongings. Right, well, that's it.
There we go.
They're flashing the lights.
Haymarket, Charles II Street.
Right, this is it.
This bus terminates here. Please take your belongings with you.
Right, we'll take our belongings. Oh. Weird death knell. Hey, go for it.
Got everything?
Yeah. Apparently, even though I drank all of that, it was enough to leak on my kecks.
Have you dribbled your Red Bull?
Only on the kecks. On my kecks.
Here we are, we're out.
We're out. Right.
Look at the stopwatch.
Oh, yeah, look at a stopwatch. Right, just put that in the bin.
An hour and eight.
1 hour eight.
Which is...
74 minutes, it said.
Yeah.
So it was 4 minutes over.
No.
4 minutes under. 6 minutes under.
6 minutes under.
Here we go. We got there in the end.
Let's get round the corner.
Go out the corner.
Oh.
Let's not walk alongside it, Eli. Right, so... I thought that was Joe then. That was so strange. I honestly thought that was Joe.
I really thought it was Joe. I thought Joe
Where
was out doing a gig.
Where should I get a taxi from?
Trafalgar Square.
Are you? Which? What are you doing now? The podcast is still recording.
I'm getting a bus from Trafalgar Square, aren't I?
You're getting it to 29?
Yeah.
And where are you getting it to?
To where I live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in that case, I might go a few stops with you, right?
Okay, fine.
Just to get somewhere out of the town so I can get an Uber.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Well, listen, should we wrap this up then?
Yeah.
Hopefully these lapel mics are still... recording. Let me just double check.
Oh, look, there's a sofa someone's dumped. Nice.
Yep, we're still recording, mate. 1, 2.
I've got a red light on.
Yeah.
That's
a good sign.
That means we're recording.
He looks so like Joe.
Very good.
So we finished just outside the Haymarket Theatre, where currently Only Fools and Horses is on.
Oh, is that where you watched it?
Yeah. It was enjoyable. Bit of fun.
Look, there's that cinema.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to figure out when Shaun of the... not Shaun of the Dead, what was I going to say? Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Right, listen. Let's wrap this up.
Okay.
We've recorded, I think, for the last 40 minutes on
this. It's been night busing, people. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Hopefully there'll be more night buses. Paul.
Yes.
Just... what did you think of the N18?
Solid route.
It's a solid route.
It takes you from the northwest all the way into town, quite simply.
It was busier than I thought it was going to be. But there were no bad boys. There were no big boys, no bad boys.
There
didn't have any trouble.
The meat folk. And their TikTok phone.
And at one point, there was someone playing some really strange music off their phone, wasn't it?
No, it was that guy sat behind you, who I am pretty sure swallowed all of your arse mist when you let off that big guffer.
I didn't guff.
Mate, someone farted on
that roof. It wasn't me.
Really? Because that smell, maybe it was that old guy then sat behind us. You didn't smell that loaf.
No.
There was at a certain
ghost loaf.
There was a definite... oh. I mean, I hate to say it, but a proper beefy honk.
Now, look, someone's dropped a bunch of Smarties.
Smarties destruction. Taking a picture of that now, because why not?
Oh, the Smarties.
We should wrap this up properly. What are you going to do? What are you going to say?
I just said it is a good route. Slightly quicker.
Dependable. Reasonably straightforward.
Not a lot of spectacular views, but some nice architecture.
Takes you through parts of London you ain't seen before.
Especially, I found fascinating was the whole bit just south of Harrow and north of Wembley for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Right, well, our first night bus is done. And let's be honest, no horror stories, no shocks, no nothing.
That's good. Well, look, we're not back yet.
It's a nice first attempt.
We're not back yet.
No, true. But I think we can... at least call the N18.
I think we're about to get arrested.
Route. Why?
Look.
Oh, it's not a police van, that.
Isn't it?
No.
Night busing one, over and out.
Well, no, we should rate it. How do we rate it? I would like to give it a kind of letter grade.
Okay.
As in the same letter you'd give to a bus stop.
Okay.
So I would give that. It's a solid C+. No drama.
C+, yeah.
C+, maybe B-.
There wasn't a lot of bad smells or a lot of drunk people or anything like that.
Nothing offensive, nothing shocking. It was as I say, we took it, this is a Monday night, Tuesday morning, it's quiet, there's no thrills, no party animals out there.
No.
We're walking back to the garret now.
Now, but in terms of planning the next journey, Paul...
Well, we'll do in a little few months, I think, but
yes. But I would like maybe not to just do it on the same day that we're doing the podcast, so I have to sit around your gaff for 3 hours.
What's wrong with my gaff?
Nothing.
You sat in the warm, you had a smoke,
no,
a cup
nothing
of tea.
Wrong with your gaff. It was lovely, but it was just
my
a bit
partner
like...
was very nice to you, even though you ignored her.
It was...
made her feel small and ignorant.
No, I didn't.
And you called her a bitch under your breath.
No, I fucking didn't.
For.
Shut up.
So...
oh, look, this is the Saravana
Bar. We very rarely hang out. Usually it's like, we've recorded a podcast, Paul, fuck off now, or I eat chips in your bed and cry.
All I'm saying is, if we did it on a night that we're not doing the podcast during the day, we could meet late, you know?
Well, I reckon we start our next journey at your neck of the woods then, so you're in charge of the next big route.
Okay.
All right?
I think it has to be the N29.
Oh, that's dark.
Which we're going to get tonight.
That could be our empire.
You're going the wrong way.
Okay. Well, this road closed though, isn't it?
Oh, there's a policeman there. What's happening?
Oh,
there?
No, there's a police. Does that mean we can't get our bus from here?
It looks that way.
I'm going to have to walk up to Tottenham Court Road.
What's
then.
Going on there?
Something's happened.
Weird.
Because there's vans.
Should we walk up a bit?
Is there a kerfuffle going on?
Should we walk up a bit?
Yeah, but we're going to have to walk somewhere completely different because you're not going to be able to get a bus come through here, right?
No, it looks like the road's closed this way.
But nothing's come up this way anyway.
Oh, God.
Oh, mate.
That could be bad.
We've been stung in the arse right at the end.
That could be bad.
Right at the very end, we've been... Well, no, you have mostly, because I can just go get an Uber.
Well, it says there's an
N29. In fact, I'm going to go by. You fucking deal with it. No, I wouldn't do that to you. What's it saying? It
says 10 minutes. N29.
I think we should walk it, honestly, and you get more options from the top of the road.
Okay. Should we walk up a bit, yeah?
Well, tell you what, let's wrap this up. Say goodbye so I can pull all this stuff away.
Yeah.
All right. So, there we go. Night Bussin, episode one. Patreon exclusive, only spin-off podcast of Cheap Show. Maybe the next one will be more rock and roll. Maybe it'll be even more placid and friendly and lovely. But we won't know until we...
try getting pissed up.
Yeah. Well, you've got that Hennessy, which I presume you're going to have right now all by yourself, right?
Well, don't you want to sip?
No. I actually really don't. I've got to get up real early.
Yeah, so do I.
Save it for the end of the week.
Okay.
Now.
Just shut up and stop. Right. Let's press stop on this.
Let's say goodbye. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.